This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. If you're thinking about making a charitable donation before the year ends, listen up, especially if you intend to enjoy the tax deductions that come with it. Reforming the tax code, including charitable donations, has been part of the ongoing debate in Congress, and what will or won't be allowed affects lots of taxpayers. Shireen Marisol Meraji is a reporter on our Wealth and Poverty Desk. She joins me now to talk about what all of this could mean for you. Hey, Shireen.
Hey.
So, first off, why do any of us get a government kickback for giving in the first place, and when did this all start?
Well, the federal government needed revenue to pay for World War I, so it started, you know, almost 100 years ago. And it was taxing the rich at incredibly high rates to do that, the highest being 77%. At that time, income taxes were paid by the top 4 or 5% of earners, and the powers that be were worried those earners would stop giving to charities. Tax historian Joe Thorndike told me that's why we have the charitable tax deduction.
The theory being that especially rich people who are paying a lot of tax on that last dollar of income will be motivated to give more if they can save money on their taxes.
Joe wrote the book Fair Share, Taxing the Rich in the Age of FDR, and he says this was a deduction designed to benefit the rich because, well, they were the ones paying income taxes 100 years ago.
All right, so 100 years ago, this is how that worked. But what about now? Who benefits from the charitable tax deduction today?
Well, let's fast forward to another war,
okay.
World War II. The government broadened the tax base. More people are paying income taxes, and more people, in theory, have access to the charitable tax deduction. But the deduction only works for people who itemize their taxes and can go over their standard deduction. Americans usually itemize because they have a mortgage. So if you meet the standard deduction and gave to your favorite nonprofit—
Bums on the street do not count as a nonprofit organization, although a lot of people think they do, as well as cousins and uncles and wayward children.
That's my tax guy, Keith Clark. He says if you can jump through the hoops, and a majority of us can't, you'll save more on your taxes. And the more you make, the more you'll save.
All right, let's talk about how that works. Break that down for us.
Well, let's say you're well off and in the 35% tax bracket and give a $1,000 donation to the Red Cross. You're going to get a $350 tax break on that donation. But if you make less and you're in the 25% tax bracket, you'll only get a $250 tax break on that $1,000 donation to the Red Cross. Now, that has some economists saying, hold up. It makes no sense for a broke federal government to subsidize donations from rich people more than from middle class people. They say everyone should get the same subsidy for giving. And if the subsidy is at a lower rate for everyone, that means more revenue for the government.
So the whole thing about charitable deductions has been on the table with the fiscal cliff conversation.
That's right.
There's no way to know for sure. Is it likely, though, to go away, do you think?
So we might not know that until January 1st, but charities are afraid they'll end up the losers if the deduction changes in any way. They think if people get less back from the government, they'll donate less. I spoke with John Ashman. He's the president of the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions.
At a time when we should be encouraging everyone to give to help the poor, we seem to be experimenting with a disincentive.
So we're experimenting here. Nothing has been done yet to change the charitable tax deduction, and Americans can still take advantage of it on their 2012 taxes. But 2013, that could be a different story, Tony.
So until things change, we should continue to do what we have been doing. And if you think that it is going to change, this would be the year to make that deduction count for you, right?
That's right. Get your donation on.
That's pretty good, Cherie. Thanks. So we're also going to be hearing from you a little later in the show.
That's right. I'm doing a piece about how you can participate in the gift-giving season when you're low income and you don't have a lot of expendable cash.
Shireen Marisol Meraji is a reporter on our Wealth and Poverty Desk. Shireen, thank you.
Thank you.